June 23, God's dealings with men. Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? James 2:5. In the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, the great teacher rolls back the curtain, showing that God is the foundation of all faith, all goodness, all mercy. Manuscript 81, June 23, 1898. The rich man and Lazarus. The Jews fail to have descended from Abraham, but by failing to do the works of Abraham, they proved that they were not true children of his. Only those who are spiritually in harmony with him are reckoned as true descent. Christ recognized the beggar Lazarus as one whom Abraham will take into the very heart of friendship, although he belonged to a class looked upon by men as inferior. Human sympathy should be cherished in every heart. It is an attribute of God and is never to be banished. All ye are brethren, Matthew 23:8. God has laid upon men the responsibility of giving sympathy to their fellow men, of helping the needy, the wounded, the bruised. Many are demoralized by their own course of action, but who of the human family can understand, as God understands, the cause of their misery? There are in our world today many wounded, cheerless hearts who need relief. The Lord has agencies for brightening the lives of these disconsolate ones. We may each put our talents out to usury by lifting the clouds and letting in the sunlight of hope and faith in him who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Christ has shown us that there is a time coming when the positions of the rich who have not made God their dependence and the poor who have made God their dependence will be reversed. Those who are poor in this world's goods, yet who are patient in suffering, and who trust in God, will one day be exalted above many of those who hold the highest positions this world can give. The Lord deals not with us as men deal. He gave his Son at an immense sacrifice that he might win us to his service, and with him he gave all heaven. This he did to show the estimate he placed on beings he has created. Manuscript 81, June 23, 1898, The Rich Man and Lazarus.